Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint, and Brother Freedom is here Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Father, thank you for your wonderful presence. Lord, we ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to be with us, to be upon us, to be in us, to be through us, to anoint Brother Freedom, to touch the listeners. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of this ministry. Thank you for bringing all these wonderful people together. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We don't know all the people out there, but we see that there are hundreds and hundreds of visits every month. And we just thank you, Lord. Bless those people in a wonderful way. And we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this very special day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your being so faithful. We thank you for all you've doing and have done and what you're going to do. And just give you praise, glory, and honor. You're worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor. Father, I thank you for Jesus as your special gift, that we can receive eternal life, that we can receive pardon for our sins. We can be set free. And we thank you for the move of the mighty Holy Spirit, which is so wonderful. We thank you for the power that you give us, the blessings. Bless this wonderful this day in Jesus' name, amen. It says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the spirit of works or the law by the hearing of faith? And this right here is where I really want to come into. Are you so foolish, have begun the spirit, and are now made perfect by the flesh? That just hit me today because I know a lot of people that started out. You just look at the Bible. There's many people that they started well and they didn't finish well. I think that's in mankind to be a little bit, we all sort of all have the same nature, basically. And I think some people just work a little harder to stand where they should be. And that part stand where we should be is very the part that we must be striving to do. But the Spirit is something that many people, once they start in it, they seem like they've had such an experience with the Lord, and then pretty soon they sort of arrived to the degree that it's sort of, that's not the centermost thing in their life. And I truly believe that after we learn, after we start in the Spirit and go back in the flesh, there's really not a good testimony. Samson was I really believe, sort of parallels. Samson was one that had great insight with the Lord. He had great power. He had great things happening to him. But yet, his ministry sort of went flat, you might say, or didn't respond. And the Lord was speaking to my heart, today, you take hot water and cold water and put it together, you can have lukewarm water. If we're hot, we take the coldness into us, we get sort of lukewarm. And the Lord says in Revelations, he's going to spew us out of his mouth. We're lukewarm. Then he would rather us be hot or cold. And Samson had a great obligation to the people he loved. He was going to defend the country of Israel and take care of it. So Samson goes out and sort of gets like a lot of people, I think, all of us, he got it in his mind that he had all power. And you see, he started compromising with sin. He started compromising the things of the world. And pretty soon he was living with the other side. You know, the Bible says that we must come out from among them and be separated. But Samson wasn't separating himself from the enemy. He was just living with them. He was just having fun, games and fun with them. But that only lasts for a season. Any time that we start fooling around, we end up losing. And I truly believe this is what's happened to Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in his last days. I'm saying last days because, I see that we don't have what we did have 50 years ago. Even the normal churches. Like in this same city here, But I remember 50 years ago, they sort of had pretty normal services. Now there's just a very few people show up. The joint city that's down below us and south of us, same way. They just got a handful of people. And the Bible says they better never know the way than depart from it. We're not going by just church buildings. But there are some, it took some people to build these facilities. It took money. It took hard work. And there must have been some kind of prayer, maybe back in the 1900s, 1950s, of being some part of praying. But a lot of that stopped. And having darted in the faith, now does he so, do you go back? Apostle Paul said, have ye suffered so many things in vain? All of our good works after a while is in vain. Aren't careful. But I've seen people in jail that started off real well in life, and somehow they got sidetracked. They got maybe a bottle or some other hang up. And you say, well, that was no big thing, but it can detour you to where you lose what you once had. You had that steadfast hope. And then in the fifth chapter of Galatians, the fifth chapter, the first verse, it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ has made me free, and me no longer entangled with the yoke of bondage. We need to come out of it and be separate. Samson needed to be separated. He needed to say, I serve the Lord thy God. I've learned him and him only. I'm not going to serve. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to bring myself down to the ways of this world, because I have to remain a high standard. And I'm not going to compromise with some woman that wants me to compromise. Delilah did was bringing him down, but he couldn't see it. That's what we are. We're the same way. We don't see. We think we can play with things and not get burnt. But our feathers are getting singed. Our paint's starting to show the heat of the flame on it. And our experience is what takes the hit. We no longer have that great depth of faith, that endurance, having done all to stand. We lose that ability. We lose that credibility of the Spirit of God. We're not no longer alive under God, but we're dead. We're more alive under the things of this world, and yet we find ourselves not being able to come against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spirits of wickedness in high places. We cannot come against them, and we cannot stand strong, because we've grown little by little lukewarm. It took our experience that we had that was so wonderful, so glorious. The anointing was there. We have no more anointing. We have no more peace. And we've lost the cause. We've lost the faith. We've lost the direction. And poor old Samson, pretty soon, they put him in chains. And they put him in the grinding in the mill there. And they had this boy there. And pretty soon, Samson says, I don't like this, Lord. So Samson told us, one that was leading him, he said, take me to this big pillar. And the people were laughing about him. You know, when we fail, the sinners just laugh about us. You ain't got nothing. And I tell you, we haven't got nothing unless we got the true experience of God. That's all we have. We haven't. Yes, they're truly right, because we haven't got it unless it's God. Over time we lose God, when Samson had lost, he couldn't cry out. He said, the Philistines come. And Samson said, I'll come. Well, he couldn't bust those cords and had his wrist bound. His hair was cut. His strength was gone. His vitality was no longer as a child of God, but he was just like a normal person. He was one that had been bewitched, one that was duped by the wrong spirits. He was one that had been channeled to the same place, and he had no longer the power, and he had no longer the anointing to cope what he faces. Now each one of us today have a ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any difference where we are. We have a ministry to be able to pray for people. You know, I prayed for a man today about cancer, and I hope my experience is well enough that he gets healed. But a lot depends on where I am when I pray. If I don't have nothing, I shouldn't pray. See, Samson had something at one time. He'd get a hold of the gates of the city, and he could take those gate posts and just lift them. But there come a day when he'd give in to Satan, his crowd, when they cut his hair, He was like all other men. He lost his strength. He lost his power. He lost his knowing. And he couldn't even know until after he was actually bound. The enemy had him bound. And I pray today that not be none of us to get bound to a place that we can't get back up. We get to that place where we're doomed. Samson was doomed for death when he got around that pillar. God gave him the strength back by the Spirit of God, but it could have been better. Samson didn't have to be there. That could have been just like a bad dream. You know, a lot of times we might wake it up, but reality makes some of these things when they come to life. We don't like what we're seeing. It's a bad dream. It's something we don't want to we didn't have to be this way. It did not have to be. And God wants us that way, that we don't have to be this way. When God comes through the clouds of glory, and we miss it because we've had a little old panic attack or something here, it ain't a trivial thing. But when he knocks, we're not where we should be. He passes on by, and the next morning we wake up, and we got a friend that we know is with God. And then that next morning, he's not here. And most everybody else is here, but there's a few that's not here. And pretty soon you get to say, what if I missed it? Did I miss this great, what I've had for all this time? You know, Lord, if you'd just give me another minute, that I wouldn't let this happen again. I would not. I would stay up day and night. I would not let this happen to me. Please, Jesus. But you say, you can't change it then. You went too far. You went too far. You can't go back. But now, while you can do it, we need to change, because it's maybe still a dream now, but pretty soon it's not going to be just a dream. It's reality. You've chosen. And you've been led away as a man to the slaughter. Like in Proverbs, it says, like a young man goes out and a foolish woman comes to him till he loses the darts, he's lost it. It's where we are. We lose when that thing happens, it's done. We need the power of God in our lives this day, with great vitality, great power, with great anointing, with great spiritual help, that we can walk wisely in this day, being not defeated, but walking justified by the Spirit of God, that we'll have the anointing from heaven, that we know whatsoever we say happens. And we don't have to be guessing. We don't have to be wondering, because we know that God's with us. See, I can't know anything myself, and I want us the same way. That's why we have to have God every step of the way. Samson, as much as he had to have the Spirit of God. He should have known that he hadn't need to stay away from those type of people. When those people were going to draw him down, they were going to bring him to a place of defeat. They wanted to ruin Samson. And that's when we got to realize Satan wants to ruin everything that we have. He wants to take away and steal, kill and destroy them. But God wants to have life, and have life more abundantly. As long as we can have that life in the Lord, we've got it made. But we must work upon this. It hit me today, before church service today, that boy, Paul was telling the Galatians, you started in the Spirit. Why do you now go back, after being started in the Spirit, now go back in the flesh? As it becomes in vain. And it does. That's the way God wants us to start in the Spirit. Only when we're to get more momentum, we're going to get stronger instead of weaker. We must take the Spirit and move upon Him with God's wonderful love, God's wonderful blessings. It says, be not deceived. If God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that should he also reap. We need to realize that God wants us to be touched from heaven. We should not be vexed by the powers of darkness. We should be able to go against the powers of darkness if we need to be. We don't go out here and just pick a fight, but we stand strong. If it comes our way, you can stand with hold against it, because you're walking in the Spirit of God. You're walking in His power, not my power. God will move upon us in a mighty way. We need to learn today. We need to take time to pray, seek God, and take time to call upon Him every day, that you might make the right choices every day, one by one, by the Spirit, that we might no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's something within us that we get sort of handicapped. And that handicap comes in by our own involvement. Our involvement takes our thinking ability, not really thinking things out correctly. And we start doing it in our own senses, we lose out the capabilities of having power. The anointing of God comes in a supernatural way. The anointing comes just a hard message to preach this day. But I know God wants, because He wants us to walk and be led by the Spirit. It was easy, anyone can do it. That's why we need the supernatural power of God. And what the Spirit is, there is liberty. God's here to touch us afresh and new. Where you are, if you feel like that you may be in a dream, that you're not where you should be, you need to pray through right this day. Don't let this day get over till you pray and you make amends. Ask God to come back in your heart in a mighty way. Ask Him for forgiveness. Have Him to help you. Call upon Him. He says He'll answer you. And He'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. You need to seek God with all your heart. Be determined to live for Him. Determined to walk with Him. Determined that you're not going to fail like Samson failed. Samson killed a lot of people, but that was losing his life also. And I don't believe that God wanted that. He went the lower way. And I pray today that there will be not any in the voice, hearing of my voice, will be able to be wrong in that day when we stand before Jesus. Every one of you that's hearing my voice, you're going to be there that day. We're going to be there in heaven together. And God bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will lift you, make His face shine upon you, and be gracious unto you, and lift you up in mighty places this day. I pray that He'll give you a supernatural experience this day. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. Touch them afresh and new. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless.